Hello and welcome to your GCSE Design and Technology Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important topics in the whole specification, topic 5.3, the factors that influence the selection of components and systems. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to walk into your exam and confidently answer questions worth up to 8 marks on this topic. So let's get into it. Right. Let's start with the big picture. When a designer or engineer is choosing which components or materials to use in a product, they don't just pick whatever's lying around. They have to weigh up a whole range of factors. And your exam board wants you to know exactly what those factors are, explain them clearly, and crucially, apply them to specific design contexts. That last part is where most candidates lose marks, so we'll come back to it. The 6 key factors you need to know are aesthetic, environmental, availability, cost, social, and cultural and ethical. A brilliant way to remember all 6 is the sentence, "A energetic and creative student can excel." Each first letter maps to one of our 6 factors. Write that down. It's a genuine exam lifesaver. Let's work through each one. First up, aesthetic factors. Aesthetics is all about how a product looks, feels, and appeals to the senses. When selecting components, a designer considers form, that's the shape and structure of the component. They consider colour, does the component come in the right colour or can it be finished appropriately? And they consider texture, is the surface smooth, rough, matte, glossy? Here's a real-world example. Imagine you're designing a premium wireless speaker. You wouldn't choose a scratched, rough-edged casing, even if it was technically functional, because it would look cheap. You'd select components with a smooth finish in a neutral colour palette that appeals to your target market. That's aesthetic selection in action. Now, environmental factors. This is a big one, and examiners absolutely love testing it. There are 2 key pieces of legislation you must know, the RoHS Directive and the WEEE Directive. RoHS stands for Restriction of Hazardous Substances. It restricts the use of specific hazardous materials in electrical and electronic equipment. The 6 restricted substances include lead, mercury, cadmium, hexavalent chromium, PBB, and PBDE. The critical point for your exam, RoHS affects the selection of components. If a component contains any of these restricted substances, you simply cannot use it in a product sold in the UK or EU. The WEEE Directive, Waste Electrical and Electronic Equipment, is different. This one affects disposal, not selection. It requires manufacturers to take responsibility for the end-of-life management of their products. Examiners often ask candidates to distinguish between these 2 directives. Remember, RoHS equals selection, WEEE equals disposal. If you mix those up, you will lose marks.